The Lord has a path laid out for each of us, a course that's marked out for us to follow. And that course is contained in the Bible, in the words of Jesus, in the teachings of his apostles. And this is a course that we all follow, the Sermon on the Mount, the teachings of Paul and Peter and John and Jude and James and Luke. This is the path that we all follow as Christians, young and old, male and female, no matter what our culture, it is all the same to us. But I think that all followers of Jesus Christ believe that God has a special purpose for them, a special path laid out for them that they may participate in God's mission, that is to save the world. And we believe those opportunities come to us and God helps us discern what that path is through prayer, through the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul knew that he had not only the path that was laid out for every Christian, which he taught, but also he had a personal path because Jesus told him. Let's read about it in Acts, the 13th chapter and the 47th verse. "For so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set you to be a light of the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed." I would say that I am very glad that the Apostle Paul was a light to the Gentiles, because I am a Gentile. As much as I honor and respect the Jewish people, God had a plan that did not involve just them, but the Gentiles, the salvation of the world. And Paul found his mission in that. You see, I find my mission in the same way. I have been called to speak about Jesus Christ, to speak to those who love him and to those who do not love Jesus, that this world might have some hope, and that in some measure I might be able to bring light to them, just as Paul brought light to the Gentile world in his day. And I'm just doing my part to do that. You know, we each have a part to play in that. We can bring light to those who are around us, that we work with, to people in our own family, to our neighbors. Anywhere we can, we bring the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ for the purpose of the salvation of the world. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help me to be that light as Paul was a light. He was such a great and shining light. I wouldn't hope to be the kind of servant that Paul was, such a great man, so honored with the abundance of grace. But, O Lord, I do have my part to play. Help me to see what it is. Help me to take advantage of opportunities that come my way, to bring light into the darkness, to speak the word of salvation, the word of hope to whoever I can, and so fulfill your mission on this earth and do my part. In Jesus' name, amen.